FM.
I'm sure Victorian woman Melanie Swikenick had no idea when she sat down in her home to record a six-minute video that it would go viral. It's had 1.5 million views on her Instagram in just 4 days. When she details the pain that she's experiencing as an IVF patient, hearing that under elective surgery bans in Victoria, that process will be suspended for 3 months. Now, 3 months doesn't sound like much, but every month is important when you're going through the IVF cycle, both physically and mentally. And she also argues that it shouldn't really be called elective surgery because they don't elect IVF patients to be in this situation.
I really just wanted to let you know that this is something that not I elected to do, and not one other person who is going through IVF or who has been through IVF or who's just about to start IVF has elected to do.
I mean, that's true for a lot of elective surgery, though, when you think about it. There are people out there probably waiting for hip replacements, knee replacements, who are in terrible pain, and these elective surgery bans affect them as well. But, of course, the urgency and the time frame, particularly if you're an older woman, for IVF is just so critical.
So the Victorian government is diverting resources. That's the reason, into the fighting the Omicron wave.
So some of those IVF nurses will no doubt be.
We just had a look online. Victoria has how many cases of COVID at the moment?
250,000? 235,000 active cases.
But I think it's, I have friends who've gone through IVF. I know what it's like for them to want a baby so desperately. But I think the way she put it like this made you really visualize for the three of us who have children, to imagine our lives without children is just such a poignant message.
Sit down in your house and for one moment erase every single trace of your children. Mentally erase all traces of your children. Every photograph on the wall, every photo in a photo album, all the food in the fridge that they love, all the food in the cupboard that they love, all their clothes everywhere, all the laughter, all the banter, all the joy. Delete any trace of children in your house.
Pretty powerful message.
It is a powerful message indeed. Do we know if the state government has replied?
She has launched a petition. She was on the project last night also, and it's got hundreds of thousands of signatures. So I wonder whether the government will rethink it. I would say that perhaps if it's for the sake of 3 months, they might not bow to it because then, you know, then you open the floodgates for...
Well, they're in a tricky situation because they do need to... There's a lot of COVID patients in hospital, a lot of COVID patients in ICU, and they wouldn't have taken that decision lightly, but incredibly difficult for people who have to suspend their IVF.
Her argument is those 3 months might be the window in which she was able to get pregnant. That tiny window of 3 months might be her one shot. At becoming a mother. But we've seen so many of these decisions that seem just cruel and inhumane, like the restrictions at the Lal Mac, which means that a woman can only have a birthing partner for 4 hours after she's given birth and only when she's in active labour. COVID is just causing so many heartbreaking situations. So we'll keep track of that petition and see if there are any changes. I haven't heard that this is happening in South Australia. 13 10 60, if you are an IVF patient and this has happened to you, but we haven't heard any reports of this being the case here, thank goodness. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.